Last month, I got myself an iPad, a handy device that was far more expensive than I could really afford, but I needed to purchase something to replace my iPod Touch for when I'm teaching field classes and want to show photos or let people hear what a particular bird sounds like. And I ended up buying one, which means I won't be buying much else for the rest of the year. But now that I have it, I've been testing various birding apps, trying to figure out which I'd recommend for people to buy. Unfortunately, as one might expect, the best apps are usually the most expensive. The one I'm most drawn to, because it's so very easy to access for the illustrations, which include all plumages and even birds in flight, and also has an excellent variety of sounds, is the Sibley app, which is by far the most expensive, costing $19.99. Sibley offers a free light app which includes 30 species, so you can see whether you feel like spending the money on the full deal. This app actually includes all the information and drawings from the Sibley Field Guide and is less expensive than the cheapest new copy of the actual field guide, plus it has all the sounds. So in my mind, it is worth it. Along with Sibley, my other favorite bird identification app is iBird Explorer Pro. It features both drawings and photos, and when you play sounds, it shows the cursor going along the sonogram, a great way for people to learn how these spectrographs match up with the sounds they represent. iBird Explorer Pro usually costs $29.99, but is currently on sale for just $2.99 and has so much information that it's really the best deal out there. There's also a Peterson Guide app, which includes close-up scans of all the pages of the Peterson Field Guide. When you click on a species, it shows that in good focus while making the other drawings on the page out of focus. This hurts my eyes, but may be more comfortable for other people. The Peterson Bird app also includes sounds. It usually costs $14.99, but is currently on sale for 99 cents, which is a real bargain. The other main birding apps feature photos rather than field guide illustrations. Many people seem to prefer photos, but for me there is just too much individual variation for them to have the comprehensive value of illustrations, especially those made by real experts such as David Sibley and Roger Torrey Peterson. Ken Kaufman made the best photographic field guide out there because he digitally manipulated photos to get accurate color and better comparisons between similar species, but his field guide is not available as an app. That iBird Explorer Pro app is the best of both worlds with drawings and photos. Audubon has a birding app out there with great photos for identification and a cool option to find birds reported recently near your location. It's currently on sale for only $2.99. I'll talk more about it tomorrow, along with other programs providing up-to-date information about where birds are. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.